Before delving into the case history of Alice Ross and her husband Bill, let us talk briefly on the subject of group sex, the menage a trois or séance a trois, three people involved in a sex act. Why? Well, some say that it is the natural instinct for animals, human or otherwise, to herd together. Others contend that exhibitionism or the need to be seen is the basis for group sex affairs. Group sex acts happen very early in a person's life, especially males. McKinsey found that boys participate in group sex manipulations in 67.4% of all the cases studied. It seems that boys are more attracted to group sex than are girls because the ratio of girls participating in group sex is much lower than that of boys. Even Alice Ross, when she first came for psychiatric help, admitted she didn't know why her husband was interested in three-way sex.
I knew my husband wanted to, so I arranged a threesome with Tanya. Later that night, I learned to enjoy something I had never thought I could enjoy. We met when we were in our senior year in college. It was love at first sight. We decided not to marry until we both got out of college. And during those months, we never tired of being together. I loved talking to Bill, touching him, listening to him. I remember one night, Bill and I were up on a local lover's lane, and we were necking up a storm. All of a sudden, another car pulled up next to ours. We broke, of course, but then discovered that it was just another pair of lovers. And before long, we were back to our necking session. I was suddenly aware that Bill wasn't exactly with it.
Hey, look over there in the other car.
Bill, you're such a peeping Tom. You shouldn't be watching those two.
Oh, man. She sure knows what she's doing.
Bill Ross, if you don't stop staring at that girl, I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, honey, I wasn't staring at her. Oh, you're 20 times better looking than she is. I was just watching the two of them. There's something very exciting about watching people necking and having sex together.
Oh, Bill, they're not having sex.
But I bet they're planning to. Hey, look, Alice, the girl just lowered her head. Now, what do you think she's going to do down there?
Oh, Bill, you're absolutely obscene. Would you like me to show you what she's doing?
Hey, I thought it was you who wanted to save it until after we were married. You were the one who said hands off whenever I tried anything.
But this isn't really having sex. It's just a good way for a girl to preserve her virginity. Lean back and turn this way. I'll show you that you won't really be marrying a completely innocent young virgin.
Oh, Alice, just your hands on me is almost too much to bear. Oh, Alice. Oh, my God, that feels terrific. Oh, your mouth feels like it's on fire. Oh, Alice. Alice, please, baby, I don't think I can stand much more of that. Oh, baby, I think I'm going to come. Oh, Alice, please, Alice. Oh, Alice, I can't stand it. Go home!
I found out later that all the while I was satisfying Bill, he was watching the girl and guy in the next car taking their clothes off. If I had known at the time, I think I would have killed him right there on the spot. Then after a while, I got used to Bill liking things like pornographic movies, photographs, girly magazines, visual sex. Even on our honeymoon.
Hey, Alice, how would you like to try something crazy?
Like what?
Let's go into the bathroom. Okay, now sit up on the countertop. That's it. That's nice.
It's cold on my butt.
Hey, look, Alice. You can see me going in and out of you if you look in the mirror on the opposite wall.
Bill, that is kind of exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Wow. I really do get a charge out of watching us having sex together. Ooh, your cruise is so beautiful. Ooh, your body is so terrific. Oh, Alice, I'm so glad we're married and we can do these things together.
You're waking me up too much. I don't know which I like more, doing it in the dark or doing it with the lights on and watching you pounding it to me.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. Oh, Alice. Oh, I wish we had a dozen mirrors all around us so we could see each other from every angle.
Hush up and concentrate. Okay, pretty close.
Oh, you're a hot little pistol, I'll say that.
And that's because I have a hot big husband who likes it that way.
You're so right. Oh, baby, I sure like to give it to you slow and easy. Ooh, just like this. Oh, Alice.
Bill was always thinking up new and different ways to have sex. He was always telling me that sometimes husbands and wives get tired of each other simply because they never vary their sex life. So he started introducing me to all different kinds of sex acts and strange ways. I'll never forget the first time he brought home a movie projector, a batch of stag movies. He wasn't inside the door 1 minute before he was headed for the bedroom. I followed him, naturally curious. What do you have there?
Wait. You'll see in a minute. One of the guys at the office loaned me this stuff. Look.
Good heavens. You know, I've never really seen a stag movie.
Hey, come on over here and lie down beside me. Let's watch from the bed.
Dinner is going to be ruined if I don't go back to the kitchen.
And so we'll eat out. Come here.
Oh, Bill, you're impossible. What do you call that?
Sodomy.
Ouch, it looks painful.
Well, from the expression on that girl's face, she doesn't seem to mind much. This is turning me on. Hey, let's get out of our clothes.
Look, there's another person coming into the scene.
Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, Bill, I'm afraid that movie is giving me ideas. Lay back. Let me work on that thing of yours. You watch the movie. I want to play with you.
Oh, baby, that's nice. Oh, this is the greatest yet. Oh, man, I never thought I could get so excited watching a stag movie and being sucked off like that. Oh, wow, this is the absolute end. Hey, Alice, turn around. No. No, not that way. Hey, this way, that's it. Now I can eat you and watch the movie at the same time. Oh, man, this is too much. I don't think your dinner's going to be ruined because I'm going to pop my nuts in about another second. Oh, Alice. Oh, damn, but your mouth is hot. Oh, that's it, baby. Oh, take me all. Take me all the way, that's it. Oh, wet that thing all the way down. Oh, Alice. Alice, give me your snatch. Oh, I can't stand it much longer. I'm going to come, baby. I'm going to come. Oh, damn, I can't hold back. I'm coming. Alice!
We had sex all night long that evening. We tried everything they did in the movies, except we were lacking the third member. That night, Bill asked me if I knew any possible candidates for a threesome. I couldn't think of anyone offhand, and then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, I thought of Tanya. Tanya is a girl who works at my office and who is a lesbian. She's a very feminine type, and nobody would ever suspect her of being that way, but she once made a pass at me and confessed what she was. I always liked the girl, but I must confess that I never had had sex with her. I told Bill about Tanya, and he asked me to invite her over just to see what might happen. I invited Tanya over the following Saturday afternoon. Unfortunately, Bill had to work that afternoon, and that left me and Tanya together alone. I was determined to get her interested in a three-way with Bill and me, and decided that perhaps it might be best if Tanya and I did a little research first. Incidentally, Tanya, do you have a steady girlfriend or anything like that?
No. I'm not the typical gay girl who moves easily in the lesbian circles. Hell, there's nothing wrong with a nice three-way with two girls and a guy. I dig that very much. In fact, I have a married couple who I see regularly. She really likes to go down on me, and so does her husband. And I must confess, I really don't mind him screwing me occasionally.
I sure wish Bill would get home. I'm getting anxious to try the whole scene.
Well, while we're waiting, why don't you let me give you a preamble of what it's like? Relax and let Tanya show you how a girl enjoys eating pussy.
Oh, I know I shouldn't be letting you do that, but I must admit, it does feel awfully good.
Wait, I haven't really started anything yet. I always feel that a girl should be worked up gradually. I like to finger a broad before I do anything else to her. One woman knows all the right places to concentrate on, being a woman herself. Guys don't know what turns us on and what doesn't. That's why I prefer a girl to work me over rather than a guy.
You're doing a damn good job right now, let me tell you.
Here, let's get out of these clothes. Clothing is so damned restricting. That's better. My, Alice, you certainly are one beautiful piece.
You're not so bad to take either, Tanya. Now, what do I do?
Just lie back on the couch. I'll do everything. That's it. Spread your legs wide. Oh, that's the way.
Oh, Tanya. Tanya. You sure know how to work on a girl. Oh, Tanya. Tongue never worked on me like that. Oh, your tongue. Oh, your tongue is so great.
Hey, hey. What the devil's going on here?
Bill, you frightened the wits out of me. You weren't supposed to be home for another half hour.
Yeah, well, I had the feeling that you wouldn't be able to wait for me, so I ducked out early. You must be Tanya. I'm Bill.
Yeah, hi. This is some way to get introduced, right?
Well, I don't mind if you don't. What kind of progress have you two made?
None, really. Tanya was just showing me how a girl can satisfy another girl. We were just at the preliminaries.
Well, then why don't we all go into the bedroom and make ourselves comfortable? I'll get out of these clothes and join in on the lessons.
I have a feeling that you might end up giving the lessons. From what Alice tells me about you, you are a real professional when it comes to sex.
Well, we'll just see about that. Come on, you two. Let's go into the bedroom.
Oh, I'm so hot, I'll do anything. Here, Bill, give me a taste of that beautiful thing of yours.
Not yet, greedy gut. Tanya ate you out pretty well. Now, Alice, you do it to Tanya while I get the benefit of Tanya's educated tongue. Let's go, girls.
Yes, sir. I sure do like to satisfy a man who's married to such a beautiful broad. Come here, big boy. Give me those orbs and that stick of yours. Let me show you how a dyke can satisfy a guy.
Bill, I've never gone down on a girl before. I don't think I can.
Oh, sure you can, honey. Go ahead. It's simple. There's nothing to it. All you got to do is pretend it's me without a rod between my legs. Go ahead. Bury yourself between those legs and show her how good you are. Oh, Tanya, you sure do know your stuff.
This isn't half bad. Tanya, you certainly do taste terrific.
So does your big, handsome husband.
Oh, and so do you, Alice, my love.
Oh, Bill, that feels great. Keep it up. I love it.
This is the only way to make the scene.
Tanya stayed for hours. In fact, we wound up cooking dinner together for Bill. We had cocktails and dinner without ever stopping to take time to put any clothes on. Then after we digested our food, we headed back into the bedroom. I never thought I'd get enough sex to satisfy me, and I knew that Bill and Tanya were thinking the same thing. We all hit it off beautifully. It was a real ball. Bill, why don't you go down on Tanya while I watch? I've never really gotten a close-up look at a guy down on a girl.
Oh, anything to please.
Oh, that looks great. That's it, Tanya. Oh, I do like the feel of your mouth on me.
Okay, Tanya, it's about time I screwed my wife while she satisfied you. We haven't tried that arrangement yet.
Your wish is my command. Come here, Alice. I have something nice for you.
Oh, I do enjoy a good dessert.
Spread your legs a little more, honey. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I do like to look at your pussy. Oh, you'll never know how nice it is to feel the heat of your hole sliding up and down my pole and watching you, Tanya. Oh, it's the most exciting thing I've ever done. Oh, that's the way, Alice. Tongue her good. Oh, that's it. Oh, baby, what a beautiful sight.
Come here, Bill, and give me your mouth. Pull out a minute, Bill. I want to taste Alice on you.
Wow. Oh, boy, what a terrific sensation.
I love to do that to a guy right after he pulls out of a broad. There's something about the mingling of the tastes that drives me wild. It's like having a girl and a guy all at the same time.
Come down here, then. I'll give you both all at once. I'll shove into Alice, and you can suck us both while I'm screwing her, okay?
Sounds great.
Come here, then.
Oh, damn, I don't know which I want more, your cock or Tanya's tongue. Oh, Bill, Tanya, oh, hell, that's beautiful, really beautiful. Oh.
I'm going to shoot, baby. I can't take much more of this. I'm too hot. Oh, damn. Oh, I'm going to come.
Pull out, quick. Pull out, Bill. Give me that load.
Tanya, eat me. I'm on fire down here. I'm just about ready. Take me, too. Take me. Hurry, I'm going to go off. Oh, kiss me, Bill. Kiss me.
Oh, man. That was sure great.